We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO. Kind of deja vu for us here tonight as we're right back at Unitigo High School. We had a great matchup between Sydney and Unitigo for the boys last night. Sydney winning that contest 51-44. It came right down to the wire before Nick Mino hit a three-pointer for Sydney to kind of give them that last little gap in the score. But tonight we're here for a girls' contest between Sydney and Unitigo, and it's eerily similar as well because Sydney sitting at the top of the MAC standings here for the girls. They're in a dogfight right now with Delhi and BG as well as Green. Unitigo sniffing right behind, trying to catch up with some of those teams and hopefully have a chance to get into the four spot and a chance to get back to the MAC championship rounds. But that is going to be a tough task because there's only a couple games left in the season, and they'll need a win here tonight. But we know that Unitigo is a team that can play. They're the only team to knock off Delhi so far this year, gave them their first loss of the year. Of course, Delhi is a state-ranked Class D team here on the girls and the boys' side this year. Welcome into our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Chambers and O'Hara is on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, for all your transportation needs as well as daily rentals. And an expert service department, Cork, and his staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back. We'll set the scene for you here tonight, the Lady Spartans and the Lady Warriors, here next on WCDO.
Ever go cruising through the local car lots but never see anything you like? Don't let that stop you from checking out Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. If what you want is not on our lot, we'll get it for you. We even make house calls and can bring that car, truck, van, or SUV of your dreams right to your driveway. At Chambers and O'Hara, most vehicles come with a free lifetime engine warranty. Just another great reason to check out what Cork and his crew have to offer. Don't let car shopping be a drag. Find your dream car at Chambers and O'Hara, or they will find it for you. Call today at 563-4311 or stop by on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back once again here, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, getting you set for this contest tonight between the Unitigo Lady Spartans and the Sydney Lady Warriors. Live from Unitigo High School, Sydney will be in the maroon and white here tonight. Unitigo in the home white with the green trim. And again, welcome into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Cork and his crew are located on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Head over for all your transportation needs, as well as daily rentals, expert service. They have it all. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. If you maybe were going and want to listen back to last night's contest between Sydney and Unitigo boys, of course, Sydney winning that contest 51-44, but with about 2 minutes to go, it was a two-point ball game. You can always go back to WCDOSports.com and listen to that broadcast anytime, courtesy of SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. Just go to WCDOsports.com. You'll see a lot of tabs there. You can go and listen to our preview podcast where we talk about local sports. You can also go back and listen or download any of the games that we have had this year or in past seasons on WCDO. There's a full list of games over the past two or three years there. So it's really a great resource and tool. Maybe grandparents want to listen to the game. The kids want to come home and listen to it. Hey, next month you say, hey, remember that game? It was a real doozy. You might want to go back and listen to it. You can do that all at WCDOsports.com. The preview podcast is brought to you by Volkswagen Oneonta. You can visit them online at VWOneonta.com. And this week we talked about how tight the MAC standings are and where some of these teams might shake out as we get closer to that Saturday, February 14th. If you need a Valentine's Day date, folks, hey, head over to Suco. And I'm sure your sweetheart will love to watch four basketball games and two MAC games with the boys and girls and two Tri-Valley games there for the boys and girls as well. We'll have all four for you here on CDO. And, you know, the Tri-Valley looks to be set. They don't do the playoff system quite yet. A lot of rumors that they might go to that in the future like the MAC has. But right now it looks like the Tri-Valley will be Lawrence and Milford for both the boys and the girls. The MAC is still wide open. We're still waiting to see what the seedings are going to look like for next week as well as the week after to see who's going to get the right to end up there at Suco on Saturday, February 14th for the championship games. And really, both on the boys and girls side, it's a huge log jam, and it's a lot of fun. It's not every year that you get two or three teams that are all tied for first place, and that's what really is happening right now in the MAC. And if you're Sydney, you have a lot of tough tests even before you get to the MAC playoffs. You have Unitigo here tonight. You also have Bainbridge-Guilford later this week here for the Lady Warriors. And that is no tough, no easy task, as BG only one league loss as well. They lost to Delhi early in the season. But we've seen Bob Conway's club, a very tough team. They've done very well out of conference, have challenged themselves. BG is a team that plays all summer long together as an AAU squad, and sometimes that is, could certainly make the difference. But we've seen Sydney play very well in the last couple of weeks, particularly down in Afton when we did the boys and girls doubleheader on the 16th of January. I thought Sydney looked very strong that night as they had eight different players score. They just have a lot of players that are tough. In terms of, yes, you have Jolene Crown. She is the three-point threat. She is the player that averages in double figures. Thereafter, you have a variety of players who could step up on any night, as we've seen so far this year here. You could have Connor Decker step up. You could have Jenna McDonald. You could have Mackenzie Gravelin, Kaylin Gravel, you name it, as well as Tegan Howard, Mariah Pierce. All these players have stepped up and had very good games so far this year, and Sydney has some height as well. Decker, 5'11", certainly the six-footer with Carolee Pierce. They just have some size that can be tough for teams down the stretch here to keep up with you. If you have to out-rebound Sydney, that is going to be a tough task. But if there's a team that can do it, it's Unitigo, a team that has a ton of athletes, a team that likes to run and gun. We saw them here a couple of weeks ago defeat Harpersville. They were able to slow down Shelby Medovich just enough to pick up that victory. They like to run and gun, but they also have some size down low, particularly with Mariah Sullivan, who stands 6'1". She sees some good time. Of course, Cassidy Newman at 5'9". You have Bailey Faulkner at 5'9". Cassidy Frazier at 5'8". So they have some size down low as well. And they're going to have their hands full here with Sydney tonight. But Unitigo, a team that likes to run and gun on offense, but also a team that likes to slow it down a little bit on defense. Very solid. When you win a game 39-37 against a powerhouse like Delhi this year, you know that you're playing solid defense. And that is exactly what Vicky Bean's club is doing so far this year. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will have starting lineups and tip-off here tonight between the Unitigo Lady Spartans and the Sydney Lady Warriors. Going to be a great game. It's our second game of the week. We have two more games coming up. Tomorrow night we'll be over in Franklin for a boys' Tri-Valley matchup between Morris and the Franklin Purple Devils. And then on Friday, we will be at Sydney High School for another boys' matchup. Bainbridge-Guilford coming up the road to take on Sydney there at Sydney High School. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lowell. You're listening to Live High School Basketball tonight on WCDO.
This coming heating season, let Morabito keep life affordable. Morabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market, whether it's for fuel oil or propane. Ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. you'll discover a payment plan option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Catskill Travel, now at their new location, 24 River Street in Sydney. And now with a great Hawaii group cruise. With two nights pre-cruise stay in Honolulu, April 9th to the 18th, 2015. Visit the beautiful Hawaiian islands of Maui, Kauai, and Hawaii. Staying overnight on Maui and Kauai. Inside cabins and pre-cruise tour rates start at only $17.99. Airfare from Albany additional. Catskill Travel, 24 River Street in Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
New York Central Mutual Insurance of Edmonston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, New York Central Mutual has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. New York Central Mutual is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online, nycm.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back live from Unitego High School here tonight. Let's get the starting lineups first for the Sydney Lady Warriors. Head coach Brad Aldrich. They start off with number 2, a junior, Kaylin Gravel. A junior wearing number 10, Jenna McDonald. A sophomore wearing number 11, Taylor Barnes. Also a junior wearing number 21, Connor Decker, and a junior wearing number 25, Jolene Crom. For a team that's in first place or tied for first place in the MAC right now, you don't even have a single senior in the starting lineup. Great news for Sydney basketball fans. For Unitego on the other side, Megan Faulkner, a junior wearing number 21. Samantha Picard, a junior wearing number 22. Cassidy Newman, a senior wearing number 24. Number 25, Hazel Hanel, is wearing number 10 and... number 25, she's a sophomore, and Mariah Sullivan wearing number 34. She is a sophomore for head coach Vicky Beam. So there on the other side, Newman is the only starting senior here for Unitego tonight. So both these teams have a bright future in terms of having girls who are not going to graduate and will be back to play again next year. All right, let's set the scene for you here tonight. Unitego in the home white uniforms with the green trim. Says Unitego in green lettering across the front of the uniform there. Sydney is in their maroon uniforms here tonight with the white trim. Says Sydney in white lettering across the chest. Sydney will go left to right to start things off. Let's see who jumps it up for the Warriors. Unitego will go right to left. They're getting some last-minute instructions here from head coach Vicky Beams. Of course, last time we were here, some award winners for Unitego. Samantha Picard won our Dynamic Defense Award in that game against Harpersville. And Hazel Hanel played an outstanding game. She won the All-Purpose Award here for our WCDO broadcast as Unitego was able to take down Harpersville. And that was just last week when we were here. A great game there between the Lady Hornets and the Lady Spartans. But tonight, Sydney Unitego, always a fun one. Sydney boys took it last night. We'll see who wins the girls matchup tonight. As here it is, Sydney jumps it up, and they'll win the ball. And the opening possession here with Jolene Croft. 2-3 zone for Unitigo. And here is Gravel passing it to the high post for Decker. Back out for Gravel. Three ball far side. No good. Rebound here on the left block for Unitigo. Megan Faulkner pulled that down. Gets it off here to Hazel Hanel, who will walk the ball up the floor man-to-man for Sydney to start things off. And Hanel to the left side. Stops. Passes into the corner here for Faulkner. Dribble drive. Back up top for Picard. To the far side looking for Newman. Tipped out of bounds there. Nice play by Jenna McDonald. And Unitigo will hold on to the ball. We're 30 seconds in. We're scoreless between Unitigo and Sydney. Unitigo will try to immediately get it down low in the post there to Mariah Sullivan. She'll pass one back out to Hazel Hanel with 10 on the shot clock, top of the key to the left side. As Unitigo goes right to left, they pass it off for Faulkner. She shoots and scores. About a 20-footer is good, and Unitigo takes a 2-0 lead. Here comes Sydney back the other way. Connor Decker up for the left-handed layup from the left block, and it's good. Decker, her first 2 points of the night, and we're tied 2-2, 1 minute into the contest. And here is Faulkner, but she will travel as Unitigo tries to break a little three-quarter court press that Sydney put on right there. And so possession will come back to the Sydney Warriors. They'll have it right in front of the Unitigo bench, and they'll inbound the ball to Jolene Crom. We saw Crom hit 6 3-pointers in a game earlier this year that we did here on CDO, so she is always a threat from the outside. This time she dribbles in, little 15-foot jumper right side. That one no good off the mark. Ball out of bounds and will go to Unitigo. Sydney is going to bring the full court pressure now. Looks like a little man-to-man. A 1-2-2. And now Unitigo trying to get it in, but they'll have the 5 count. And that will turn the ball right back over to Sydney. 6:46 to go first quarter. We're tied 2-2. And Julian Crom now from the left block will inbounds here for Sydney. Gets it into Jenna McDonald. Thought about trying to go up, but had her pocket picked there by Hazel Hanel. Sydney pulls it back out to set things up. 20 on the shot clock as it's Taylor Barnes. Passing far side for Gravel. Now down to 15 on the shot clock. Cross for Taylor Barnes again. She had to haul this one in as it's some tight pressure here. In the 2-3 zone for Unitigo. Now down low to the right block for Jenna McDonald. She misses, but outside, up and good. And Sydney has a 4-2 lead. Another point here for Connor Decker. Scooped up the rebound and put it in. So 6:16 to go, first quarter. It's 4-2. Sydney on top, on the road here, trying to get off to a good start against Unitigo. And again, man-to-man, full-court pressure here. Kind of a 1-4 look now. Unitigo gets the ball in. And Sydney immediately calls off the dogs, and Hazel Hanel will get to walk it up the floor. With 6:05 to go first quarter, here's Hanel to the far side, looking for Faulkner, who has the first 2 points of the game for Unitigo. Now they get it to Samantha Picard. She tries to get it into the corner now for Cassidy Newman. Back out to Picard, tries a three-pointer. That one's no good. Ball is right on the baseline, tipped out of bounds by Hanel of Unitigo. And we'll go right back to Sydney with 5:52 to go first quarter. 4-2 the score. Sydney on top on the road. And Julian Crom will work the ball as Sydney goes left to right. Passing one ahead here to Taylor Barnes, and she's fouled by Cassidy Newman on the far side with 5:46 to go. First quarter. First foul of the night. Newman was going for the steal there and was able to knock over Taylor Barnes as those two were colliding for the ball. 5:45 to go, first quarter, 4-2 the score. Sydney on top, but they'll throw it away on this possession with Kaylin Gravel right through the hands there of Jenna McDonald. And the ball right back to Unitigo, who's looking to find some rhythm. They had a good first possession there where Megan Faulkner was able to score. Since then, they haven't really been able to set up the offense. Back the other way for Unitigo. Hanel passes one off for Mariah Sullivan. She misses the left-handed layup. Ball trickles out of bounds off the rebound, stays with Unitigo. They'll have it on the left side of the court as they go right to left. Quick inbounds pass here to Hanel, and she'll try to set things up with 5.5 minutes to go. First quarter, has her pocket picked, though, by Kaylin Gravel. Off to the races, and the layup is good. Gravel, her first 2 points of the night, and Sydney takes a 6-2 lead. Unitigo gets the ball in here to Hazel Hanel, trying to break the trap here that Sydney brings, and she tosses it up over the top of the press and ahead for Megan Faulkner. Faulkner across to Picard, left side, dribble drive into the paint, left-handed layup no good. Newman tries to go up off the rebound, she's fouled, and will head to the line. 5:04 to go, first quarter. Nice rebound there by Cassidy Newman. Pulls in the loose change and is fouled as she tries to go up. First foul of the night there on Jenna McDonald. Second team foul on Sydney. So Newman to the line. First foul shot is off the mark. Just a little too hard off the back rim. 5:04 to go, first quarter. Sydney leads 6-2. Newman to the line for her second shot for Unitigo. Shot is up and right through for Cassidy Newman, her first point of the night. And it's 6-3. Sydney on top with 5 minutes to go, first quarter, but a steal now by Unitigo at half court. And they quickly get the ball back to Hazel Hanel. She'll put on the brakes here and look to set up shop for Unitigo. Passes to the far side, looking for Samantha Picard. And now for Faulkner, top of the key for Newman. Little jab step, gets to the foul line, passes down low for Hanel. Her shot is off the mark, no good. Rebound right back down, but Sydney is able to gather up the loose change on the floor with Gravel. Gravel passes it off the foot of Newman, and it bounces out of bounds. She got in trouble, so she did the old throw it off the opposing team. And it worked perfectly that time, right off of Newman's leg and out of bounds, and possession stays with Sydney. They lead 6-3. 4:30 to go, first quarter. Jolene Crom is in quiet so far for Sydney. Lofts one ahead for Kaylin Gravel. Back to Crom. Foul line jumper is good. Just as I say that, Jolene Crom, her first bucket of the night, and Sydney leads 8-3 with 4:15 to go, first quarter. Unitigo and the home whites with the green trim going right to left. Here's Hanel at the top of the key. Man-to-man for Sydney. Hanel to the left side. Dribble drive outside for Newman. She goes down left baseline. Passes one across to the right block. And now back to Newman, who stepped out of bounds as she tried to gather up that pass there from Mariah Sullivan. And we'll have a whistle. Unitigo wants to talk things over. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Sydney leads 8-3. We'll take a timeout as well. I'm Nate Lowell, and you're listening to Live High School Basketball tonight on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. 4 minutes to go. First quarter here from Unitigo High School. Girls action tonight. Sydney and Unitigo. Sydney has an 8-3 lead. They have the ball going left to right. They pass it down to the right block for Jenna McDonald. Now off for Connor Decker, who tries to pass one back for McDonald. But good defense by Unitigo. Cassidy Newman got her leg in the way again. Kickball will reset the shot clock to 15, and Julian Crom will have the ball at the right block underneath to try to inbounds for Sydney. Works one in for Taylor Barnes, left side. And now for Jenna McDonald. Tries a little turnaround move there. Ball came loose, but Sydney holding on to it here. But down to 5 to go on the shot clock. Let's see if they can get one off here. Kaylin Gravel back to Crom from downtown. No good. Couldn't get a clean look at it as the shot clock was about to expire. So Unitigo, some excellent defense there, as we talked about in our pregame show tonight. 3:20 to go, first quarter. Here's Picard, left side. Shot is off the mark for Unitigo. Connor Decker with the rebound for Sydney. With 3:15 to go, first quarter, Sydney leads 8-3. Here is Jolene Crom, top of the key. Stops, pops, fires for three. This one off the back rim, no good. And Newman picks up the rebound for Unitigo, as it was a dogfight for it there, and somehow out of the pile came Cassidy Newman with the ball. Up top for Picard. She drives into the paint. Throws one off the glass. No good. Newman, a rebound up and good. Cassidy Newman with 3 points now, and a big basket there for Unitigo to keep this a close ball game. Sydney leads 8-5 with 2:40 to go, first quarter. Here's Jolene Crom. Passes far side for Kayla Gravel. This one knocked out of bounds, but possession will remain with the Lady Warriors. Lost some substitutions into the game. Mackenzie Gravelin is in for Sydney. And stepping in for Unitigo will be Bailey Faulkner. Just a freshman Faulkner here for the Lady Spartans. Sydney inbounds. As they go left to right, they have it in the right corner. Now they switch it, top of the key. Crom wants another three. This one rims out. hit both sides of the rim, then popped up in the air, and Unitigo comes down with the rebound. Ahead for Faulkner down the right side. Tries a bounce pass inside for Mariah Sullivan. Back out for Faulkner. Her 15-footer no good. Ball loose on the floor. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it. We'll have a jump ball, and we'll see which way the arrow will go. With 2:15 to go first quarter, possession will stay here with Unitigo. Good effort there by Gravelin for Sydney and Newman for Unitigo to hustle into the corner after that loose ball. Unitigo gets it right in. Little sky hook there for Mariah Sullivan. She's fouled by Connor Decker. And Mariah Sullivan will go to the line. That's the third team foul against Sydney, first against Decker. So the 6'1" sophomore wearing number 34, Mariah Sullivan, steps to the line. Trying to get Unitigo back to a two-point ball game here. Misses the first shot, so it's still 8-5. 2:12 to go, first quarter. Sydney on top of Unitigo on the road here. Girls MAC action tonight on CDO. Second shot coming for Sullivan. Up and good. First points of the night for Sullivan, and it's 8-6 with 2:10 to go, first quarter. Sydney going left to right, passing one ahead for Gravel. Inside off the hands there of Jenna McDonald. Ball on the floor, gets it over for Decker. And Decker will try to pass back out, but it'll be a three-second call on Jenna McDonald of Sydney in the meantime. So Unitigo now will get the ball back with 2 minutes to go, first quarter. It's 8-6. Unitigo will inbounds to Hazelhano. And again, Sydney bringing that pressure, and this time they'll get a foul. Jenna McDonald just got a little bit too much of the hip into Hazelhano there, and that'll be the fourth team foul against Sydney. Only one team foul against Unitigo. Now checking in will be Carolee Pierce, who we saw have an excellent game against Afton 2 weeks ago. She comes in for Jenna McDonald, who has to sit with two fouls now. So Hazelhano will bring the ball up. No pressure this time by Sydney. Hanel to the right side. Into the corner for Picard. Her shot no good. Connor Decker the rebound. She got tied up, though, with Mariah Sullivan. And they'll get Sullivan for a reach-in foul. Her first foul of the night for Unitigo with 1:47 to go, first quarter. Unitigo still looking, I think, for a little bit of rhythm in their offense here tonight. Sydney has done a nice job on defense, but so have the Lady Spartans, as this is a low-scoring first quarter. Ball loose on the floor now as Jolene Kron brought it up. Everybody goes piling down to the floor for that loose ball. It popped out of bounds. We're going to have a foul on Unitigo's Bailey Faulkner, as she got a little bit too much there of Gravel of Sydney. And so Sydney will hold on to possession. They go left to right with 1:35 to go, first quarter. Sydney leads 8-6. Girls action tonight. Far side for Gravelin. They skip across the top of the 2-3 zone. Down low for Carolee Pierce. She lost it. Intercepted by Mariah Sullivan. And ahead here for Hazelhano. She likes to run. Passes for Newman. Jumper off the mark. It's two taps on the rim there before falling down. Out of bounds and possession back to Sydney. Boy, it looked like she was going to get the shooter's touch there, but just could not get it to go. 1:15 to go, first quarter. It's 8-6. Sydney on top of Unitigo here on the road. And here is Gravel. Tries that right baseline. Now he bounce pass into the paint, looking for Connor Decker, but again, just a swarm on defense from the Lady Spartans. Emily Slauson will check into the game, and Megan Faulkner will come to the bench for Unitigo. 1:05 to go, first quarter. Sydney ahead, 8-6. Up by two on the road. And here is Mackenzie Gravelin. Dribbles back out to Crom. Crom lofts one down low for Pierce. Back out to Crom. She looks for a three. This one is short. Rebound, though, for Sydney. Right up for Gravel off the mark, and Unitigo pulls down another defensive rebound. And here is Hazelhano crossing half court for Bailey Faulkner. Now for Mariah Sullivan in the post. Down on that right block. Sullivan having trouble with it. She's stripped by Sydney's Carolee Pierce. Back the other way come the Lady Warriors. So both teams having struggles with turnovers here in this first quarter. 30 seconds to go for the end of the first frame, and Sydney leads 8-6. Here is Gravel, far side for Gravelin. She tries a three, and that one was short. And a rebound for Mariah Sullivan, who's done a nice job on the glass. Unitigo possibly playing for the last shot of the quarter. They get it for Slauson. Down low for Newman. Dribble drive to the hoop and good. Cassidy Newman now with 5 big points, and she ties it up 8-8 between Unitigo and Sydney. Crom is going to try a 3 at the buzzer. This one hits the rim from just inside half court, and so that'll do it for the first quarter. 8-8. Unitigo is able to battle back after being down 8-2. 5 points in the quarter for Cassidy Newman. So 8-8, Unitigo and Sydney after one here at Unitigo High I'm Nate Lull. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back here on WCDO Sports.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
8-8 the score as we start the second quarter between Sydney and Unitego, live here tonight on CDL from Unitego High School. Quick shot here to start the quarter from Taylor Barnes is off the mark, no good. And Unitego will bring the ball up the floor with Hezel Hanel, quick point guard here. Gets into the paint, little short jumper from about 10 feet out, off the mark, no good. And a rebound pulled down by Kara Lee Pierce. And we're going to have a call here against Unitego's Megan Faulkner. And so the foul starting to pile up a little bit here on Unitego. Both teams now with four team fouls, and this, I believe, might be the fifth here for Unitego. And so just a few minutes ago, they only had one, a few quick calls. And now both teams, excuse me, with four. So we'll keep it that way. 7:25 to go, second quarter. We're tied 8-8. Sydney with the ball in the maroon and white here tonight, going left to right. Here is Gravel with a shot. This one off the mark, no good. And now we'll have a rebound for Sydney. But that was Kara Lee Pierce going up over the back of Unitego's Cassidy Newman. So a foul right back here against Sydney, their 15th foul of the first half. 7:15 to go, second quarter. Unitego looking to get it in against some full court pressure here from Sydney. They loft it up and over, and going for the layup here will be Megan Faulkner off a pass from Bailey Faulkner. No good. Rebound comes down, and we'll go back to Sydney. Boy, we are seeing some very tough rebounding here tonight, as any time a shot goes up, that one was by Megan Faulkner. You have two or three girls for both teams crashing the boards hard. It's good to see. Results in a lot of balls just going out of bounds here. And now a steal for Unitego. Hezel Hanel down the left wing, trying to go coast to coast, floats it up and in. Her first 2 points tonight, and Unitego takes their first lead, 10-8, with 6:45 to go second quarter. Nice steal and finish there by Hezel Hanel, the sophomore, standing 5'5", wearing number 25. Now a turnover here by Sydney, as the pass there from Gravelin to Gravel off her hands and out of bounds. And now a timeout here for Sydney head coach Brad Aldrich. Unitego starting to put it together here. They lead 10-8. Girls MAC action here tonight. 6:38 to go, second quarter. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
6.5 minutes to go, second quarter from Unitego High School, and Unitego girls looking to add to the lead here. Hezel Hanel with a missed shot, Cassidy Newman the rebound, but she shuffles her feet. And turnover right back to Sydney. So 10-8 with 6:20 to go, second quarter. And this is the type of game Unitego likes to play. Slow it down a little bit on some of their offensive possessions. If they get a chance to run and gun, they love to do that as well, but they like to keep it a low-scoring and tight game, and right now it's 10-8 with 6:05 to go second quarter. Sydney works it inside, turnaround shot for Carolee Pierce is good, but she travels on that move in the post with 6:03 to go in the second quarter, and the ball right back to Unitigo, and it's 10-8. And so Unitigo brings the ball up the floor going right to left. Here's Hainel crossing the half-court line. Passes one off for Cassidy Newman. Still man-to-man defense here for Sydney. Into the right corner looking for Emily Slauson. She has her pocket picked there by Mackenzie Gravelin. Gravelin brings the ball up the floor, having a little trouble. Now gets it off to Jolene Crom. Tries a shot from downtown. This one off the back rim, and they are not falling tonight for Jolene Crom. Back the other way here for Hazel Hainel. Off the glass, a little too hard, no good. Rebound for Sydney. Warriors going left to right in the maroon and white here tonight. 5:25 to go second quarter. Unitigo leads 10-8 here in girls' MAC action. Unitigo trying to pull a little upset. Turnaround shot for Carolee Pierce. Rims out. And now the rebound here for the Lady Spartans. Hazel Hainel will bring the ball up the floor. And Sydney just having trouble finding their shot here in this second quarter. Here's Hazel Hainel, finds Bailey Faulkner, left baseline, shot no good. Newman after the rebound, tipped it, it goes out of bounds, and back to Sydney. So both teams, again, as I said before, crashing the boards hard. Not a lot of second chance opportunities for either side. 5 minutes to go before the half, and it's 10-8. Jolene Crom for Sydney, going left to right, top of the key. They work it again to the right block for Carolee Pierce. Lost it. Unitigo looking to run and gun. Here's Bailey Faulkner, right side, all the way to the hoop, and she's fouled by Crom. And so Bailey Faulkner will go to the line here for Unitigo as she tried to go the whole length of the floor there. Had an open lane. Crom just came over and got a quick piece of her. And Bailey Faulkner, the 5'9 freshman, will step to the line here for Unitigo. Looks like Jenna Bullis will be checking in shortly for the Lady Spartans. First shot coming here for Faulkner. First shot rims out, no good, a little too hard. And let's see. Jenna Bullis will come in for Emily Slauson. So Vicky Beam's not afraid to go to the bench here for Unitigo and use some of the other players that she has stashed away there on the bench. Second shot coming here for Faulkner. This one is up off the mark, no good. Sydney pulls down the rebound, so it remains 10-8 with 4:40 to go here in this second quarter. Here's Jolene Crom, right side, looking to get it going for Sydney. Now for Taylor Barnes, back up to Crom. Still this 2-3 zone, very active for Unitigo. Is giving Sydney some fits here tonight. Crom lost the ball there, and coming back the other way is Hazel Hainel. Ahead for Faulkner, the pass is too hard, out of bounds, and right back to Sydney. 4:24 to go, second quarter. Both teams having trouble on offense here. It was 8-8 at the end of the first quarter. Now we're just about halfway through this second period, and Unitigo has scored one bucket, and Sydney has none. Now it looks like Sydney will go to the bench as well, as Tegan Howard's going to check into the game at the next whistle. Here's Jolene Crom, right side, looking for a little dribble drive. Here's Crom, outside the three-point line, passing it in for Connor Decker. Decker has her pocket picked there by Hazel Hainel. Good steal for Unitigo. Down the right side, they cross half court. Hainel all the way to the hoop, up and good. Hazel Hainel now has 4 points. And it's a 12-8 lead for Unitigo, their biggest lead of the game, with 3:50 to go before the half. And this Unitigo zone really concentrating on Jolene Crom. She comes up, fires up a three, no good. Rebound for Unitigo. Here's Hazel Hainel crossing half court. Bounce pass inside for Megan Faulkner. Layup no good, but she goes to the line to shoot two as she's fouled. This will be a foul on Mackenzie Gravelin, who just couldn't quite catch up there with Megan Faulkner, who has 2 points so far on the night. She'll head to the line to shoot two with 3:36 to go, second quarter. First shot coming here for Faulkner of Unitigo. First shot is up, and this one will rim out. Hit the front of the rim twice, and then died and fell to the floor. 3:36 to go, second quarter. Jolene Crom has been cold from downtown so far here tonight for Sydney, but you got to give some credit to the Unitigo defense really stepping out on her in the zone. Second shot is up and through for Megan Faulkner, so she has 3 points. Unitigo leads 13-8 with 3.5 minutes to go, second quarter. Here's Crom. Drives all the way down to the right block, goes inside and collided there with Cassidy Newman. Ball out of bounds and back to Unitigo. I think Crom was trying to get to the hoop there, maybe draw some contact and get to the line. They'll say she just dribbled it out. And Unitigo now looking to add to this lead. They lead 13-8 with 3:20 to go, second quarter. And here is Jenna Bullis with a dribble drive, passes down low for Bailey Faulkner. Turnaround shot no good, tried the reverse layup. Sydney comes up with the loose ball. Jolene Crom down the right wing here for Sydney as they look to get some offense going. They still have not scored in this quarter. For Keegan Howard, back up for Gravel. Inside for Connor Decker, shot there is short, off the mark, no good. And another rebound here for Cassidy Newman. And Unitigo doing a good job on the boards, limiting Sydney to one chance on the offensive end. 2:45 to go before a Marabito Energy Products halftime report. You're going to want to stay tuned for that. Here's Hazel Hanel, top of the key, inside for Bailey Faulkner. Tries a little turnaround shot, no good. And Sydney comes up with the rebound there. Faulkner tried a little up and under, and it just didn't have enough mustard on it, and Sydney picked up the loose ball. Back the other way, a three ball for Gravel, and that won't fall. Here's Hazel Hanel going coast to coast, makes the layup, and she's fouled. Hazel Hanel now with 6 points. She'll try to make it a three-point play, and Unitigo leads 15-8 with 2:23 to go in the second quarter. Unitigo again going to the bench as Sullivan will check back in, as well as Samantha Picard. You got to give it to Bailey Faulkner and now Cassidy Newman as she comes to the bench, doing a great job there for the Lady Spartans tonight. So Hazel Hanel will step to the line, looking for the three-point play. It's up and through. So Hanel now has a game-high 7 points. Biggest lead of the night for Unitigo. They lead 16-8 with 2:15 to go second quarter. Sydney has still not scored in this second frame here tonight as they go left to right. Top of the key for Crom, left side. Her three ball off the mark, no good. She just can't seem to catch a break. It's either short or long for Crom here tonight. Off Crom shot, ball out of bounds, remains with Sydney. So Crom will inbound at the right block, gets it right in. Connor Decker up off the glass, no good. Rebound for Unitigo. Saving it right on the line was Mariah Sullivan. And now they'll say she tiptoed and stepped out of bounds. 2:04 to go before halftime. Unitigo leading 16-8. Crom will inbounds from the left block underneath the basket. Gets it in for Teagan Howard. Back to Crom in the corner. Thought about a three. Instead worked it outside. Shot there for Taylor Barnes is short from just inside three-point land. And Unitigo will pick up the rebound with a minute 50 to go before halftime. It's 16-8. Here's Hazel Hanel. For Picard, back to Hanel, wants a three ball. This one off the mark, no good. Rebound for Unitigo. Picard puts it up, blocked away by Connor Decker. Back out for Hazel Hanel. Unitigo picks it up. Hanel passes down low, up and good. Megan Faulkner off the pass from Hazel Hanel, puts it in. 5 points now for Faulkner. Sydney's going to take a timeout. Unitigo has the biggest lead of the night, 18-8, with a minute and a half to go before halftime. We'll take a break. I'm Nate Lowe, and you're listening to Live High School Basketball tonight on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
1:20 to go before halftime, and Sydney has not scored in this second quarter. Connor Decker looking to change that, and she does. Got a loose ball and put it in. Connor Decker now has 6 points for Sydney, and it's 18-10. That ended a six-and-a-half-minute drought there for the Lady Warriors. So we come up on 1 minute to go in the second quarter. Unitigo going right to left here, and they try to pass one over to Megan Faulkner off her fingertips out of bounds. So Sydney trying to salvage something out of the quarter here. As it comes up on 1 minute to go before the half. And they trail by 18-10. And an 8-point lead in this game certainly seems like a mountain with the good defense that's being played on both sides. Here's Crom for Howard. Back out. Taylor Barnes. Her shot no good. Rebound for Emily Slauson of Unitigo. And the Lady Spartans will walk the ball up the floor with Hazel Hanel. She crosses half court here for Unitigo. Right side, dribble drive, passes out for Slauson. Shot there, off the mark, no good. Rebound for Unitigo. Mariah Sullivan, her shot no good. And this time, Jolene Crom pulls it down for Sydney. 25 seconds to go. Second quarter, Crom pulls up for a three. Got it! First one of the night for Jolene Crom. She's got 5 points now. Sydney chipping away here in the last minute of the second quarter. It's 18-13. Down to 10 seconds to go before the half. Hazel Hanel, far side for Sullivan in the right corner. Down low for Slauson. Ball on the floor. Back out for Picard. She lost it. Back over for Slauson. Three at the buzzer is no good. And that'll do it for the first half. So Sydney is able to salvage some points out of that second quarter. They cut it to 18-13. Unitigo leads at the half. Great first half by both sides. Solid defense, good rebounding. And what do you know? Another close game between Sydney and Unitigo here tonight. All right, halftime show coming up. Again, the score at the half is 18-13. Unitigo girls on top of Sydney here from Unitigo High School. I'm Nate Lowe, and we'll be right back. You're listening to live Tri-Town basketball tonight here on WCDO.
This coming heating season, let Morabito keep life affordable. Morabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market, whether it's for fuel oil or propane. Ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover a payment plan option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back here, folks. Unitigo leads Sydney 18-13 here from Unitigo High School. We're at the half in girls MAC action tonight. We'll get you our scoring summary coming up here in just a second, but our halftime report brought to you by Morabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And boy, I tell you, this half-court shot thing at Unitigo continues to draw huge crowds every night. As I'd have to guess, there's about 15 people out there lined up to shoot these half-court shots from students, community members, teachers, you name it. And I've said in past weeks, almost every time somebody's out here, somebody makes it. A lot of fun. I've seen a bunch of near misses here just in the first couple of shooters. So great community activity. It goes to... you know, all the money here goes to one of the student associations or the student council. So it's all good funds that will help out the kids here at Unitigo High School. Busy night here at Unitigo. You got wrestling, all sorts of stuff. And if you're a wrestling fan, folks, you might want to come to Unitigo on Saturday. It starts Saturday morning, I believe, 10 a.m. It will be the MAC Championships for Wrestling here at Unitigo High School. As you might hear the crowd there, one of the little guys just stepped up. They let him go shoot a free throw, and he nailed it. So a lot of fun here for these Unitigo kids. But as I was saying, wrestling will be here. That's the MAC Championships on Saturday morning. So if you're looking for some good wrestling, you might want to come over here to Unitigo to check that out, because there is a lot of good local wrestlers, both from these two schools, Sydney and Unitigo, as well as some of the surrounding communities that you'll see. Green has a couple of good wrestlers, Deposit Hancock, and there's a half-court shot made right there. So every time I'm here, folks, somebody's able to bury one of these half-court shots. So come check out the wrestling, and hey, if you're good at half-court shots, come to the next Unitigo home game, because here they are. Let's run through the scoring summary here in the first half. First for Unitigo, they lead 18-13. Megan Faulkner with 5 points. Cassidy Newman with 5 points. Hazel Hanel with a team and game high 7. And Mariah Sullivan with 1 point for Unitigo. On the other side for Sydney, Kaylin Gravel with 2 points. Connor Decker with a team high 6. And Jolene Crom with 5. That totals 13 here for Sydney. Crom struggling in the first half shooting the three ball, but she got that last one to go. And as you can kind of see with all good shooters, once they get that first one to go, it just seems to light the lamp a little bit, get that spark going. And we saw that look in Julian Crom's eye. She hit that shot. She looked very confident as she was going back down the court, something that Unitigo is going to have to look out for in the second half. I thought the Spartans in the 2-3 zone did an excellent job of knowing where Crom was. It's not maybe that she's having a bad night shooting, is that she always has a hand right in the face. Unitigo has done a good job with Hazel Hanel, Emily Schlosson, Samantha Picard, and getting a face in the hand of a very good shooter like Jolene Crom. But she's going to get hers tonight. We know she'll be in double figures, and she can really shoot from the outside. If she got that first one to go, we'll see what happens from there. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk some more about this contest at the half. Unitigo leads Sydney in girls' action 18-13. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here on WCDO Sports.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Unitigo High School here tonight, folks, for another Sydney and Unitigo matchup. Tonight it's the girls, and we're at the half. Our halftime show brought to you by Marabito Energy Products. Call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Unitigo leading Sydney 18-13. Here at the half, it was a great boys' game last night. Sydney escaping to improve to 8-1 as Nick Mino was able to hit a three-pointer late in that contest to help Sydney get ahead in that ball game, and he hit it down in that left corner, and that gave Sydney a five-point lead. They end up winning 51-44. 20 points for Nick Mino last night, 22 for Tanner Winchester. Just a great night, a good showing, back-and-forth battle. Most of the contest was 2 or 4 points. Unitigo would get ahead, then Sydney would get ahead. Very similar to this girls' game we have here tonight, where Sydney got off to a little bit of a hot start. Unitigo was able to cool them down. Unitigo got up by as many as 8, but then Jolene Crom hit that 3 at the end of the first half, and it's 18-13. So excellent, excellent ball there by both teams in the first half. As really a good showing on both sides. Aggressive, impressive rebounding for both squads. And some scrappy guards as well. Good guard play at the top of the 2-3 for Unitigo, really trying to shut down Jolene Crom. And on the other end, I think it's some good man-to-man defense both down low and for the guards for Sydney. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get you set for the second half between Sydney and Unitego live here from Unitego High School tonight. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to live high school basketball here on CDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family-owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage, too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at chirinoinsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Start of the third quarter here, folks, live from Unitego High School. Unitego will start off with the ball going left to right there in the white with the green trim here against Sydney, who's the visiting team here tonight in the maroon and the white trim. Unitego with an early opening possession shot for Mariah Sullivan off the mark, no good. Ball out of bounds, and Sydney will pick it up here to start things off in the second half. They go right to left. So Jolene Crom will bring it up the floor to start things off here for the Sydney Warriors. She hit that three late in the first half. We'll see if it sparks her. And here is Kaylin Gravel. Back off for McDonald to Taylor Barnes. No good. Crom chasing after the rebound. Lost it. Hazel Hano will rip it down the floor here. Ahead for Samantha Picard off the glass. No good. Somehow that right-handed layup bounces in and out. Sydney comes back the other way going right to left. And here is Taylor Barnes. Works it inside, picked off by Unitego, but Barnes steals it right back. Finds Crom, left side, off the front rim, no good. Unitego picks up the rebound here with Samantha Picard. And Hazel Hanel will bring it up the floor. Hanel with a dribble drive. Pulls it back out, picks up the dribble. Still some good defense here by Sydney. Across for Hazel Hanel. Jumper from the left key, off the mark, no good. And here comes Crom running the floor for Sydney. Passes one ahead for Gravel. Bounce pass for Taylor Barnes through her hands, out of bounds. And it's the same story as the first half. Both teams struggling a little bit with turnovers. 6:43 to go, second quarter. And Unitego will pick up the ball as they go left to right in the white and the green. So Sydney sticking with the man-to-man here. Here's Gravel closely guarding Hazel Hanel. Now for Slauson, who just checked into the game. Back over to Picard for a three. She gets it. Samantha Picard, her first 3 points of the night, and that's a big one, giving Unitego a 21-13 lead. Back the other way, Jenna McDonald, a turnaround shot, no good. Rebound for Cassidy Newman. Outlet pass to Hazel Hanel, and she'll take her time walking this ball up the floor. Unitego with a nice, comfortable lead right now, 21-13. Here's Hanel. Drives into the paint. Shot no good from about 15 feet. Pulls it back out top of the key. Rebound for the Lady Spartans and a fresh shot clock. Here's Hanel. Dips one off to the far side. Picard steps in. This one for two. Off the glass. No good. Tried to go to the bank. No good. Rebound for Barnes, and she rips one ahead for Jolene Crom. Running the floor. Crom trying to go coast to coast. Throws up a finger roll. No good. Slauson the rebound for Unitego. So Slauson holds on. Outlet pass to Cassidy Newman. Newman will hand one off here to Hazel Hanel. 5.5 to go, third quarter. It's 21-13. Here's Hanel to the left side as Unitego goes left to right. Picard a jumper on the left baseline. No good. Both teams fighting for the rebound. Newman comes away with it. Back out for Slauson. Jumper no good. Both teams again fighting for the rebound. Unitego comes down with it. Back up is Megan Faulkner, and she scores. Faulkner now with 7 points to match Hazel Hanel for a team high, and it's back to a 10-point ball game. Unitego ahead 23-13, 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Now good defense here by the Spartans as Newman got a piece of it there with her foot, knocked it out of bounds. And so Sydney will inbounds underneath the basket. The Warriors look off their game here tonight, look a little frustrated. See if they can get past that here against this tough Unitigo squad. Steal off the inbounds pass. Here's Hazel Hanel for Unitigo. Runs the length of the court, misses the right-handed layup, and Sydney comes away with the rebound. Walking one ahead here, but then another steal by Hanel. Picked the pocket of Taylor Barnes. This time she'll finish. Hazel Hanel now with 9 points. Timeout for Sydney. Unitigo their biggest lead of the night, 25-13, with 4:42 to go, third quarter. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back here on WCDO Sports.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
4:35 to go, third quarter, live from Unitigo High School, and here it is, another steal for the Lady Spartans. They go left to right, and here they come with a 25-13 lead. Hazel Hanel to the right side, back off for Picard, but she will travel and give the ball right back here to Sydney. And head coach Brad Aldrich just having one of those tough nights here for the Sydney Lady Warriors. They can't seem to find their shot here on the road. Need a little bit of a spark here. They still have not scored in this third quarter. Crom trying to break that. A three ball off the rim, no good. Rebound for Unitigo. Nice job by Megan Faulkner. So they had a big drought, about 7 minutes long in the second quarter where they didn't score. And here's another long drought to start the third quarter where they haven't scored. It was 18-13 at the half. Now Unitigo leads 25-13. Some good defense by the Lady Spartans. Here's Hazel Hanel at half court, lost it. And here's Jenna McDonald, right side with the jumper, no good. Comes back down for Kaylin Gravel. She puts it up and in. So maybe that will be the spark that Sydney needs. They cut it back to a 10-point ball game with 3:40 to go, second quarter. 25-15 is the score. Here's Hanel for Faulkner, right side, back out for Picard. Jumper off the mark, no good. Rebound, ripped down there by Faulkner, puts it up, no good, but she'll travel. Zebra Cruz saying that she took one too many steps. Everybody else, I think, on the Unitigo side thought that she was fouled down low. And so here's another chance for Sydney to cut into this Unitigo lead. It's 10 points right now. Sydney going to the bench as Mackenzie Gravelin will check back in. So here comes Jolene Crom. Sydney trailing by 10, 25-15, 3:20 to go, third quarter. Here's Crom, far side for Gravel. Dribble drive, puts it up, blocked, no good. Faulkner comes down with the rebound, outlet pass to Hazel Hanel, and she'll walk it up the floor. Lady Spartan still holding onto this 10-point lead with 3:05 to go, third quarter. Drives to the right side. Passes down low for Newman. Baseline right side to the block. Turnaround shot is blocked, and the rebound for Tegan Howard now of Sydney. Picked up the block there as Crom was playing some good defense on Newman. Back the other way for McDonald. Her shot no good for Sydney. Rebound, and again off the mark, no good. Two good rebounds there by Jenna McDonald, but she could not get the right-handed layup to go. Sydney back down the floor once again on defense as Unitigo brings it up. 2:35 to go, third quarter. Unitigo leads 25-15. Here's Slauson right in front of the Unitigo bench as the Lady Spartans go left to right. Into the corner for Newman. Newman just outside the three-point line for Hazel Hanel. Pump fakes, drives, now throws up the shot. Off the mark, no good. Rebound for Sydney. Keegan Howard for Jolene Crom, and the Lady Warriors looking to run a little bit as they get across half court. Passing inside for McDonald, outside for Gravel. Her shot is good. 15-footer there for Kayla Gravel. She now has 6 points, and it's back to an 8-point game, 25-17. So Sydney trying to chip away with 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Here's Hanel to the left side, closely guarded by Kaylin Gravel. They get it for Slauson, has her pocket picked, and Sydney comes away with it. Now a foul on the floor by Unitigo. So is the momentum changing a little bit here? Unitigo had it all, and now Vicky Beams, head coach for Unitigo, would like to take a timeout and talk things over. 1:50 to go, third quarter. Can Sydney mount a comeback against a tough Unitigo team here tonight? Unitigo leads 25-17. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back here on WCDO Sports.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Sydney with the ball. They trail 25-17, trying to get some momentum, but the pass from Crom to Tegan Howard just as we get back underway through her hands and out of bounds. So Unitigo looking to possibly pump it back up to a 10-point game with a minute and a half to go here, third quarter. Here's Faulkner to the right side. Faulkner back out for Bailey Faulkner. Her shot up and good. Megan Faulkner to Bailey Faulkner, her first 2 points of the night. And it's 27-17. Unitigo on top with a minute 15 to go, third quarter. Jolene Crom with the ball to the far side for Gravel. Into the right corner, running the baseline, McDonald. Back out for Howard, now for Crom. Three ball off the mark, no good. Rebound for McDonald, and her right-handed layup is off the mark. Out of bounds, but stays with Sydney. Good rebound and a good look for McDonald, but again, story of the night for Sydney, just could not get it to go. Looks like there might be a lid on that rim sometimes here for the Lady Warriors tonight. Crom gets it in, into the left baseline. Little give and go, gets it back. Her three ball off the mark. She's got 5 points and only 1 3-pointer tonight. Rebound, though, for the Lady Warriors. Again, down low to McDonald. She's on the right block. Back out for Gravel. Her jumper, no good. Cassidy Newman, the rebound here for Unitigo. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Unitigo leads 27-17. Here's Hezel Hanel with the ball up the floor, passing one off for Emily Slauson. Slauson finds Bailey Faulkner, and she'll travel. Couldn't quite corral that one in. Was trying to catch it on the run. Took the extra step. Zebra Crew will catch you every time. 31 seconds to go, third quarter. 27-17 is the score. Sydney with the ball going right to left in the maroon and white here tonight. On the road. Here's Crom passing it down low for Tegan Howard. Shot is up and good. Count the basket, and she's going to the line. Big bucket here for Sydney. First points of the night here for Tegan Howard, the junior wearing number 23 here for Sydney. And she'll look to cut this to a 7-point ball game. It's at 8 right now. Unitigo leads 27-19 deep here in this third quarter. So the free throw coming here for Howard. Shot is up and good. 3-point play for Tegan Howard just when Sydney needed it. It's 27-20. 15 seconds to go, third quarter. Unitigo playing for the last shot. They get it for Bailey Faulkner. Drives to the hoop. Tries that little up and under. Again, no good. And Sydney might have enough time to get off a shot. Down the floor. Here's Kaylin Gravel for three. This one will be short, and there'll be exactly 1 second left on the clock here as that ball trickled out of bounds. We'll see if Unitigo can even get a shot off here. They're going to have to go the length of the court with only 1 second. Sydney bringing that full court pressure. They'll throw it to half court, but they won't have a chance to get the shot off. That'll do it for the third quarter. Unitigo leads 27-20. 8 minutes will decide this one between the Lady Warriors and the Lady Spartans. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back. You're listening to live Tri-Town Basketball tonight on WCDO.
New York Central Mutual Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, New York Central Mutual has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at
NYCM.com. New York Central Mutual is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online, NYCM.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Unitego ahead 27-20 as we enter the start of the fourth quarter. Sydney with the ball going right to left, trying to cut into this Unitego lead, and that'll help. Mackenzie Gravlin from the foul line puts her first 2 points of the night in. It's 27-22. Unitego trying to knock off Sydney, who's ahead of them right now in the MAC standings. This would be a big win for the Lady Spartans, but a steal here by Tegan Howard, and as she got to half court, she was tripped up. We'll have a whistle, and this will be a foul on Cassidy Newman. So here's the foul situation in the second half. Four against Unitego. No team fouls for Sydney here in the second half. So that's the foul situation, as we might have a close one coming down the stretch, and it might come down to free throws, pretty much like last night between the Unitego and Sydney boys. So here's a shot for Sydney going left to right. Mackenzie Gravlin off the mark, no good. Rebound back out for Crom. Her shot off the mark, and Hazel Hanel again pulls down a rebound. And Hanel will walk it up the floor. 7:15 to go, fourth quarter. It's 27-22. Hanel with the ball for Faulkner. Faulkner from the foul line, no good. Cassidy Newman, the rebound up and in. Cassidy Newman now with 7 for Unitego, and they lead 29-22. 7 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Back the other way. And another foul is going to be here on Newman, as again she got tied up there with Tegan Howard. Newman putting up her hands, trying to plead her case here that Howard just tripped. But that'll be the third foul on Newman. She's going to have to be careful here with 6:55 to go, fourth quarter. 29-22 the score. Sydney trying to inbound the ball underneath their own basket, ripped away by Faulkner. She's tied up, and we'll have a jump ball. Fans not happy with that call with 6:52 to go, fourth quarter. And now Unitego will have the ball. Sydney back on defense. Fans getting into it here tonight at Unitego High, as they normally do in close games like this. Slauson now for Jenna Bullis into the game for Unitego. She lost the handle, but it will remain with Unitego there, as we see that Bullis was right on the line there and had some trouble with the defense, lost it. Referees saying it's off Sydney. Unitego gets it in. Shot there for Newman. Off the mark, no good. Blocked away. Ball out of bounds. Then it will remain here with Sydney at about half court, as that was a loose ball. We had several players from both teams chasing after it. Zebra Cruz says it will go to Sydney. 6.5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. It's 29-22. And here's Jolene Crom with the ball. Gets it down low to Tegan Howard. Now for McDonald. She tries to go up. Jump ball is the call, and it will remain here with Sydney with 6:22 to go, fourth quarter. 29-22 the score. Unitego ahead on their home floor, trying to pick up a key girls' MAC victory here tonight. Crom gets the ball into Jenna McDonald from the free throw line. Her shot off the mark, gets her own rebound, then lost it. Loose on the floor, she scoops it back up, and she's fouled by Mariah Sullivan as McDonald tried to go along the baseline. So this will be the sixth team foul on Unitego, and none on Sydney here in the second half. So Sullivan is going to come to the bench. She's got 2 fouls. And checking back in will be Bailey Faulkner, the freshman for Unitego. Sydney gets the ball in. McDonald lost it. Unitego tries the home run pass down the floor to catch up with it. And now we'll have a whistle with 6:09 to go, fourth quarter. Zebra Crew making a call here, and they're going to say it was an over and back into the back court on Unitego, as they caught it right at half court. And with some pressure, they had to go into the back court there. So Sydney will pick up the ball after that turnover with 6:05 to go in the fourth. Here's Crom for 3. Left side, no good. She just can't find the touch tonight. off the rebound, tipped out of bounds, and possession will remain with the Lady Warriors with exactly 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. It's 29-22. Prom from the right block will inbounds here for Sydney. And they, again, are trying to look it to get underneath the basket. Can't do it. Instead, they'll get it to Jenna McDonald. She's at the foul line. Back out for Gravel. Bounce pass for Sydney. Down low, off of Unitigo, out of bounds. It will remain here with the Lady Warriors, but only eight on the shot clock. 5:51 to go, fourth quarter. So Crom will have the ball. Again, right block. Lofts one high up over. The defense gets it into Mackenzie Gravelin. They try the shot before the shot clock will expire here. Can't get one off, and Unitigo back the other way. Ahead for Newman. Her shot is up and in. Cassidy Newman now with 9 points. Tied for the team high. It's 31-22. Crom dribbling the other way here for Sydney, and they're going to call a blocking foul here on Jenna Bullis. 5.5 minutes to go, fourth quarter, and Jolene Crom is going to head to the line now to shoot 1-1, as that's the seventh team foul against Unitigo, and still none against Sydney here in the second half. So Sydney in an excellent position here to go to the line and try to chip away at this lead. Crom's first foul shot rattles out, no good. And so Unitigo now gets the rebound. They're going to want to slow it down a little bit here, says head coach Vicky Beams, and chew a little bit of clock. 5:20 to go, fourth quarter. And here's Hazel Hanel to the right side. She has a team-high 9 points along with Cassidy Newman. Gets it down low for Newman. Her turnaround hook shot no good. Sydney comes up with the rebound. Another good rebound by Jenna McDonald. McDonald pulls it down into the right side of the floor in front of the Unitigo student section. Back across for Jolene Crom. Crom with the ball. Left side for Tegan Howard. Howard trying to skip it across the zone. Back up top for Crom. Entry pass into the paint for McDonald. She's tripped up. No call. Back the other way for Unitigo. And Hazel Hanel will put on the brakes and try to eat a little clock here for Unitigo. 4:40 to go, fourth quarter. Unitigo leads 31-22. Bailey Faulkner with the turnaround move off her leg. Out of bounds, it looks like. And back to Sydney. So both teams tonight have really struggled with finding some offensive flow. And Sydney has looked frustrated all night. Even when they've had the good looks into the entry pass into the high post, they have not been able to make much happen with it. Good defense on both sides here tonight, but especially by Unitigo in this 2-3 zone. It's been very active and really frustrated Sydney tonight. So here's Tegan Howard as Sydney goes right to left for Crom. Left side, three ball downtown. Can't get the shooter's roll. That one rattled in and out, was about halfway down before it popped out. 4:15 to go in this ball game, and Unitigo on their home floor. Girls action tonight in the back. They lead 31-22. Here's Hazel Hanel. And we're going to have a call here against Unitigo. 4:07 to go, fourth quarter. 31-22 the score. They're going to call an illegal pick here on Megan Faulkner. Unitigo fans not happy about it. And Unitigo's going to take a timeout to try to recollect. 4:07 to go, fourth quarter. 31-22. Unitigo on top. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO Sports.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
4:07 to go, fourth quarter. It's 31-22, folks. Unitigo on top in girls action here tonight, live from Unitigo High School. I'm Nate Lull. We'll take you the rest of the way here on CDO, also on WCDOsports.com. Thanks for listening tonight. Sydney with the ball, going right to left, and a blocked shot here by Cassidy Newman against Connor Decker. And the ball right back to Unitigo. Good clean block there by Newman. 3:40 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Hetzel Hanel. Passes low post looking for Newman. Picked off by Jolene Crom. And Crom with a little 180 spin move to half court. Sets it up for Sydney. And boy, wouldn't it be big for the Warriors to get some points here. Three ball is good for Mackenzie Gravelin. She's got five. And it's 31-25 with 3:20 to go, fourth quarter. Big shot there from the sophomore, Mackenzie Gravelin. And here is Hetzel Hain, a little pick and roll down low, off the mark, no good for Jenna Bullis. Rebound comes down there to Megan Faulkner, and Faulkner will go to the line. First foul called against Sydney in the second half here. There's been eight called against Unitigo, so that was much to the delight of the Spartan fans here in attendance. 3:12 to go, fourth quarter. It's 31-25. Faulkner will go to the line. First shot is up and good for Megan Faulkner. She now has 8 points. Some real good balanced scoring here for Unitigo. Faulkner with 8, Newman with 9, and Hetzel Hanel with 9 to help lead the Lady Spartans. Second shot coming here for the junior, Megan Faulkner, wearing number 21. Second shot up, bounces around, hit the rim twice, no good. Sydney with the rebound. So Unitigo leads 32-25 with 3:05 to go, fourth quarter. And here is Gravel outside for Sydney, going right to left for Crom. Dumps it into the high post for Tegan Howard. Turnaround shot. This one for Jenna McDonald. Blocked away by Cassidy Newman. And Unitigo will come away with the ball. So Newman with two huge blocks here in this fourth quarter to help play some good defense here for the Lady Spartans. Here's Hetzel Hanel to the far side for Slauson. Slauson for Newman. Thought about a three. Pump fakes. Dribble drive all the way to the hole. Up and good. Cassidy Newman, the first player into double figures tonight. She has 11. And it's 34-25. Heck of a game here tonight for Cassidy Newman. And here's Jenna McDonald. Turnaround shot down low for Tegan Howard. She misses the right-handed layup. Off the fingertips there of Newman on the rebound. And possession will remain with Sydney. Great ball movement there by the Warriors. And Tegan Howard just couldn't finish down low. It's been that kind of night for Sydney. 2:20 to go, fourth quarter. Crom gets it in here to Gravel. Back up top for Tegan Howard. Reverses for McDonald. Back to Howard. Spin move. Turnaround shot. Now back out to Gravel. She tries a three ball. No good. Rebound for Unitigo with 2:05 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Hetzel Hanel with the ball. She'll bring it up. Unitigo leads 34-25. Passes for Emily Slauson. Far side for Bailey Faulkner. And now here to Newman. Little spin move back out for Bailey Faulkner to Megan Faulkner. Unitigo eating some clock here on this possession, down to 10 seconds left on the shot clock, but they'll call 3 seconds here against Unitigo. Megan Faulkner just had a foot in the lane for a second too long. 1:47 to go, fourth quarter. Timeout for Vicky Beams and Unitigo. They lead 34-25. I'm Nate Lowe, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Live High School Basketball tonight on CBO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
1:45 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney trying to mount a comeback here on the road in girls basketball tonight. Unitigo with the ball, and they lead 34-25. Hetzel Hanel with the ball at half court here for Unitigo. Hanel, crossover dribble. She's trying to kill some clock here for Unitigo. Sydney has not elected to foul yet. It's We're down to a minute 20 to go, fourth quarter. They're trying to get a steal, it looks like, as they play very active man-to-man. Crown gets a piece of that one, lost it, though. Slauson, though, will be called for a double dribble. And that will be the turnover that Sydney's looking for a minute 13 to go, fourth quarter. They get the ball to Jolene Crum, and they're going to need a bucket and fast here for the Lady Warriors. Crum at the top of the key, pulls up, stops, pops for three, no good. Cassidy Newman a rebound, and she has been all over the place in this fourth quarter. Getting some big buckets, some big blocks, and another rebound there for Unitigo as we're under a minute to go, fourth quarter. Here is Bailey Faulkner, and now for Newman. Pump fakes, kicks it back out, and they're going to call a travel here against Cassidy Newman with 50 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. 34-25, Jolene Crum will bring the ball up the floor, here for Sydney. Crum, bounce pass into the post, turnaround shot for Jenna McDonald, off the mark, no good. Rebound is loose on the floor, both teams tied up with it. And possession arrow will give it back to Unitigo with 39 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. And if the Lady Spartans can hold on, this would be a big win deep in the season for them, as Sydney will take a timeout. We'll keep it right here. This would be a big win here tonight for Unitigo if they can hold on. They lead 34-25 with 39 seconds to go. You never know. Crazy things do happen. This will be a huge win for them. Sydney only has one loss on the season. That was to Delhi. And Sydney comfortably in one of the top four spots in the MAC right now. This will make it a little more uncomfortable for them with 39 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. If they drop this game here tonight, for Unitigo, certainly has to help their chances of getting into the Final Four here of the playoffs and having a chance to get to the February 14th date for the MAC Championships up in Suco. It'll be a fun day. Four games, boys and girls MAC Championships, as well as boys and girls Tri-Valley Championships on the 14th up at SUNY Oneonta. Make sure to stay tuned for the post-game show coming up. We'll go through a scoring summary of tonight's game, as well as give our broadcast awards away for offense, defense, and all-purpose. So Unitigo will inbound the ball going left to right, working one ahead here for Newman. Newman tries a baseline pass for Megan Faulkner, tipped out of bounds by Sydney. Possession will stay, though, with the Lady Spartans with 34 seconds to go. Unitigo leads 34-25. Hazel Hanel gets the ball in. Slauson with a jumper off the mark. No good. Slauson follows her shot. Gets her own rebound. Misses the turnaround shot, though, off the rebound. Bounces out of bounds, but remains with Unitigo. Possession, that is. 27 seconds to go, fourth quarter. And Unitigo still leading 34-25. Unitigo gets it in to Hazel Hanel to the right side. Hanel down to 20 seconds to go. And Unitigo just looking to run out this clock. They'll pick up a big MAC victory here tonight against Sydney, as this will be a foul on Jenna McDonald near half court with 13 seconds to go. That's only the second team fouled against Sydney here in the second half. Unitigo with eight. 13 seconds left. Unitigo will inbound it in front of their own bench, but Vicky Beams will take a timeout in the meantime, and we will as well. 13 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Unitigo leads 34-25. A great effort by both sides here tonight. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to Live High School Basketball tonight on WCDO.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Unitigo taking a timeout there. I think they just wanted to talk things over. These can be incredible teaching moments deep in these games. Want to talk things over, set up this final play. Unitigo ladies on top 34-25 with 13 seconds to go. They're on their home floor, looking for a huge MAC victory tonight here over visiting Sydney. Always a good rivalry win, as Unitigo will pick it up and a drive here for Faulkner. This one off the mark, no good. Bailey Faulkner, her own rebound, tries to go up and she's fouled with 8 seconds left. So the Sydney boys picked up the victory here last night, 51-44 over Unitigo. And it looks like Unitigo will return the favor here tonight against the Sydney girls. with 8 seconds left. This will be Bailey Faulkner, 2 points on the night, looking to add to it here. First shot for Faulkner, a little too hard, off the mark, no good. You can tell Faulkner as a player, as just a freshman, who certainly has a lot of potential to come up, very athletic, can drive to the hoop. Still just working on some of the fine points of her game. Faulkner's second shot from the line, gets the shooter's touch and in. She has 3 points. Unitigo leads 35-25. Jolene Crown will work the ball up the floor for the last time tonight. 3-ball at the buzzer is no good for Sydney. Unitigo wins 35-30. Big win here tonight for the Lady Spartans. And a fun night of games last night and tonight between Unitigo and Sydney. Always a good rivalry. A lot of good friends between these two schools, that's for sure. But on the floor, certainly tough rivals. Sydney has to be disappointed here tonight, but a long season still to come in terms of the MAC playoffs. These two teams could meet again, and boy, wouldn't that be a ton of fun. So the final tonight, Unitigo wins 35-25 over visiting Sydney. Great defense tonight by the Lady Warriors to hold Sydney to 25 points. We'll come back with the post-game show. We'll give away our three awards. I'm Nate Lowe. More to come coming up here on WCDO Sports.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Final score here tonight, Unitigo defeats Sydney 35-25 in girls MAC action. Huge win tonight for Unitigo over visiting Sydney. Always a rivalry game, but this one meant a lot in the standings as well here tonight, as Unitigo needed this win to try to stay towards the top four of those teams that will make the playoffs. Everybody makes the playoffs in the MAC in terms of they'll get a couple of more games, but it's the top four that will have a chance to move on and get to the championship game. So Unitigo fighting for that. Sydney was trying to keep their seed, and they'll have some work to do over the last couple of games of the season. Let's do our scoring summary here tonight. First for visiting Sydney, Mackenzie Gravelin with 5 points, Kaylin Gravel with 6, Connor Decker with 6, Tegan Howard with 3, Jolene Crom just with 5 points tonight here for Sydney. She still did a ton out there on the floor tonight in terms of bringing the ball up against the pressure, some good passing, good rebounding, but just could not get her shot to fall here tonight for visiting Sydney. For Unitigo, 3 points for Bailey Faulkner tonight. Megan Faulkner with 8, Samantha Picard with 3, Cassidy Newman with 11, and Hazel Hanel with 9, and Mariah Sullivan with 1 for Unitigo as they win tonight 35-25. Let's do our three awards here for tonight's broadcast, starting with the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank is putting customers first every single day, supporting local high school sports and activities. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give that award to Hazel Hanel here tonight from Unitigo. Had 9 points, is just the floor general out there. Made some great steals and layups. and really is just really becoming a good player. She's only a sophomore, but you can see she's starting to understand her role for this team, and really just an athletic and quick player. Hazel Handel from Unitigo, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner here tonight. Our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award tonight, brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance. Serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years, proudly supporting local sports on CDO. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. We'll give this to Connor Decker tonight from Sydney. I thought especially in the first half, she did a very, very nice job of on the boards. She blocked a couple of shots, got a couple of quick rebounds that she was able to put back up, which helped Sydney build a lead that they would relinquish, but she was the one that helped them build that up, and I thought she had some very strong plays here tonight. And she had her hands full down low, guarding Cassidy Newman as well as Mariah Sullivan. So we'll give the defense award tonight, brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance Agency, to Connor Decker from Sydney. And finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season, reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that to Cassidy Newman tonight from Unitigo. Game high, 11 points. She blocked two huge shots in that fourth quarter, as well as was an excellent force on the boards tonight for Unitigo. I just thought she did it all. So Cassidy Newman, our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award winner tonight. So that does it for our three awards. And we'll be back on the air tomorrow night. Boys Tri-Valley action from over in Franklin. Going to be a great contest as Morris comes over to take on the Franklin Purple Devils. Looking forward to a real good battle between Aiden Stabe of Morris and Derek Beers of Franklin. It's going to be an excellent contest. 6:45 pregame show, 7 o'clock tip-off, brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara. Big thank you to Joe Gardner back in the CDO studios. I'm Nate Lull. Again, the final here tonight. Unitigo girls defeat Sydney 35-25. Have a great night from WCDO Sports.